鬼岛之音
Ghost Island Media。
Hi, I'm Nature Nate, and this is Waste Not, Why Not, a podcast where we talk about how not to waste your time in saving the environment. I'm an environmental researcher based in Taiwan, specializing in energy, ocean, and waste issues. On today's episode, we're going to talk about beach cleanups, plastic pollution. Do they work? Should you be doing something else? Or are we just wasting our time? Let's find out.About 3 years ago, a 33-year-old lawyer and his 84-year-old neighbor were fed up with the trash covering their beach. This was at a place called Versona Beach in Mumbai, India's most populous city. They went and they got volunteers, they were able to get over 200, and they cleaned up millions of pounds of litter from this beach. This is the largest beach cleanup that's happened in the world. After 2 years, they had cleaned up so much waste, over 11.7 million pounds. And today, sea turtles have come back and started to lay their eggs on shore. And this became a viral sensation. You might have even seen this on your Facebook page. To give you a sense of how that compares, in 2017, 20 million pounds of litter were collected around the world on International Coastal Cleanup Day. While these feats sound amazing, do beach cleanups actually work? Do they create lasting change?Around the world, cigarette butts, food wrappers, plastic bottles, plastic bags, and containers are the top 10 items that were seen on beaches in 2017. But sometimes you get even stranger stuff. In California, people have found bongs and Jimmy Buffett books. I myself have found multiple pipes. A golf cart was collected in Bermuda. A set of vampire teeth was found in Malaysia, which I didn't realize had a vampire population. And somewhere in the US, somebody found a clown wig.A popular study in 2016 suggests that by the year 2025, there's going to be 1 ton of plastic in the ocean for every 3 tons of fish. And by the year 2050, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than fish. That's double sad because not only are fish declining, plastic is increasing so much in the sea. That all sounds super scary, right? But do beach cleanups actually work?Imagine, if you will, the day stretches on, it gets hotter. After the 100th straw and the 50th lighter and the 300th cigarette, you start to wonder, am I really making a difference? Can we really pick up our messy room that is the ocean? Short answer, no. Long answer, yes, with a but. So why do we even do beach cleanups? We do it for emotional reasons, we do it for economic reasons, we do it for environmental reasons, and we also do it for educational reasons. For emotional reasons, we do itBecause you see trash, you see litter on the beach, and you get this nagging feeling. Maybe it's from your parents. You feel like you want to clean up your room, which is the ocean. We're conditioned to pick up trash because we have this emotional response, but is that the right thing to do? We do it for economic reasons. The United Nations Environment Program estimates $8 billion worth of value is lost from plastic pollution as a whole. Now, that's not the same as beach litter. It's hard to quantify that. But one interesting study in South Africa found that for every square meter of beach, if it has 2 pieces of litter inside of it, then 85% of tourists would leave that beach. That's going to have really serious economic consequences. That's lost tourism value. For most people, they clean up the beach to save the environment.Not a week goes by that we don't see some sort of viral video of sea life suffering in the ocean, but that's just it. It's in the ocean. This is ocean-based plastic, mostly coming from fishing vessels, fishing nets, gear, things like that. At beach cleanups, we're picking up mostly land-based plastic, and by the time we get to the beach, we're already too late to pick up those fishing debris. They've already done their damage. The sad reality is that we simply have no idea how many animals die from marine debris each year. Some estimates online say 650,000 are injured or killed each year from fishing nets, but that number comes from a report about bycatch, which is related to fisheries.Other numbers say 100,000 marine animals die each year from plastic pollution, but that number has never been qualified. We simply don't know the real impact of plastic pollution, because if an animal dies alone in the ocean, does a scientist count it? So the second environmental reason that people like to go to beach cleanups is because they think that they can get rid of all of that plastic pollution through recycling. And I hate to break it to you, but that doesn't actually work.But before we talk about recycling, we need to understand the scale of the plastic problem. 8 million tons of plastic waste enters the ocean each year. That's 5 grocery bags full of plastic trash for every foot of coastline in the world. That scale is enormous. No beach cleanup group really thinks that they are the only solution to this massive problem. In the past 6 decades, we have created 8 billion tons of plastic trash, 90% of which has never been recycled. Most of this is going to the landfill, and a large percentage of that is going into the oceans. And we have no idea how long it takes that plastic to biodegrade. Some people say 400 years. That's 4 centuries of plastic chilling out, harming our environment, persisting into our bodies. Given the scale and the seriousness of plastic pollution, it would be nice if we could just take a weekend and clean it all up. But this is an industrial scale problem, and that requires industrial scale solutions. Beach cleanups sadly don't make a material difference because there is just too much waste. And even if we do clean it up, we can't recycle it. Once plastic touches the water, it's virtually unrecyclable. Everything that we see on the beach is useless. Well, what I mean is that because of photo degradation, water and sunlight completely ruin the quality of plastics. And once degraded, it has no more recycling value. If you make products out of degraded plastic, it's gonna be crappy. Even the most green consumer would complain if their soap bottle broke or the chair they were sitting on folded backwards because it was made of an inferior material. You get in what you put out. If you have crappy ocean plastic, you're gonna have crappy ocean products. So what that means is that there isn't a real demand for ocean plastic products, which means that your cleanup is going straight to landfill. You're just sort of delaying how long it takes for that trash to get back to the ocean. In case you didn't know, landfills can leak garbage back into the environment, back into the ocean. In many parts of the world, they're just big fields full of trash, or maybe even a pit. A big rainstorm can set that garbage free, pushing it back into the sea. So if a beach cleanup doesn't really save animals, nor does it help recycling, then why do we bother doing it? Well, I know I've been pretty hard on beach cleanups, but they are kind of important. They help educate people on the real sources of plastic pollution. The theory goes that if we physically bring people to a littered beach, like the one in India, we show them the scale of the impact, they'll be inspired to donate to environmental causes, reduce waste in their own life, properly dispose of trash, and importantly, support legislation that helps improve waste management. We have some evidence to suggest that this is actually true. Researchers have found 3 key benefits of cleanups when compared with just normally going to the beach with your buds. People have more meaningful experiences, they're more confident in environmental knowledge, and they're more likely to attend future cleanups. So the real impact of beach cleanups is education. Most people have no idea that humans create so much stuff. People rarely go to factories or go to dumps or waste processing facilities and see how much trash there is. So the value of a beach cleanup is going there, getting the interpretation, and realizing the environmental impact that humans have, and then changing your life to reduce that impact. Back to our original question. Do beach cleanups actually work? They certainly make us feel better when we're participating, and once the beach is cleaned, it makes it more attractive. You want to hang out there. You want to spend money at the beach. But it doesn't really have the impact that we thought it did. It doesn't save animals. It doesn't really help with the environment. But it does educate. And that can lead to future change. Because this is a podcast about whether or not we're wasting our time, we're going to conclude the show with a segment called Is It Waste or Not? Is a beach cleanup a waste of our time? Yes, for sure. If you've ever been to a beach cleanup, you don't need to go again. You can reduce more waste in your own life than anything you could do on the seashore. I'm not saying ignore the litter, but there are bigger, more impactful things that you can do to make a difference for ocean trash than spending every weekend collecting a few bags of dirty clown wigs. Instead of wasting your time, why not refuse single-use plastics? Next time you get that juice or cocktail or boba, slip in a no straw with your order. If you happen to be an event planner, make sure that all of your purchases avoid single-use plastic. I'm tired of going to environmental events and using a little plastic fork to eat vegan hot dogs. The second thing you can do is buy used or refurbished goods instead of buying new. If it has to be new, look for a percentage of recycled content on the label. Anything is better than zero, but the higher the better. Just like my alcohol content. A third helpful thing, get involved. Get involved in local politics. Support NGOs. Support policies to limit or ban single-use items. Last thought before leaving. It's possible you still really want to go to a beach cleanup with your friends or family. It's a nice thing to do, and they can be super effective if done right. When NGO-led cleanups bring people who wouldn't normally go, when they educate about the real sources of trash, when they count and classify that garbage and report it to the government, then they use those findings to change policy. That's when beach cleanups go from a waste to a why not? I'm Nature Nate, and this has been the Waste Not, Why Not podcast coming to you from a tiny room in Taipei, Taiwan. Subscribe to our show, look us up on social media, and if you like our show, tell a friend about it. If you have feedback or questions, send us an email. You can find all our contact information in the show notes. This has been a Ghost Island Media production. This episode was produced by Emily Y. Wu, written by me, Nature Nate, edited and sound engineered by Emily Cardinelli. Original theme song by Chris Lowe. Show logo by Kathy Sue. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.